Welcome to episode 6 of Trivial Arguments. We'll do some trivia and we'll, of course, get into some arguments. I'm here with my friend Kevin Sheeran, no relation to Ed, but he is more talented. I have to admit, I don't know if I've ever called you Kevin, so that felt super gross, and I'm never going to do that again. I'm going to call you by your birth name, which is Casey. So hello, Casey.
Hello, Lenny. Glad to be on again.
Again? What? This is the first time. Casey was a part of that unknown episode that nobody got to hear because it was very much a trial run, and only 2 out of the 3 members that were on that podcast have been allowed back since. If you hear the name Billy, he's on probation. He's got 2 strikes already. But maybe at some point when I'm, you know, rich and famous, I'll be able to throw him a bone and get him back on. But who knows? What I do know is that the Sox are just a little bit better than the Cubs, but not by much.
A little bit. You know, the competition is a little bit different. We don't get to play the Pirates as much as you do and skate by them.
I think they have, well, they have a losing record, I think, against Pittsburgh twice, if I'm remembering correctly. So they've played Pittsburgh probably 6 games and they've lost, I think, 4. So that's super cool because everybody's like, oh, well, Pittsburgh, they should be able to just run through. And I was like, which Pittsburgh? The Pirates? I was like, no, the Pittsburgh Pirates are pretty good.
It's a little silver lining to that we lost 3 or 4 to the Angels, who are, you know, 7 wins. You know, they're looking pretty hot. Otani's playing great baseball. Trout is doing Trout things. So
you know, Mike Trout's worst season was like .286. And he said that, you know, he couldn't wait to get back to like basics. And I was like, if this man is batting .286 and he's saying that he's slumping, I was like, the rest of the league is completely screwed.
I would kill for a .286 slump for someone on the White Sox right now. So,
yeah, well, that's what I mean. Like, he just sounded like a real jerk. I was like, if I was anybody listening to it, I'd be like, all right, screw this guy. Like, he's probably the nicest guy in the world. But I was like, you didn't have to say that shit. That was just annoying. But, yeah, I mean, the difference between playing Pittsburgh and playing the Angels is, I mean, the Angels are supposed to be, you know, winning the AL West at the end of the season. And Pittsburgh is supposed to be just god-awful. And it's us that's god-awful. How exciting is it? I think ESPN had the Cubs at 22nd in the power rankings. White Sox were at 13. Cubs are lighting it up with their 164 batting average. That at one point MLB pitchers were batting better than 164. So that's always good to know that the guys that have, you know, minimum like 2 plate appearances, you know, a season or whatever, these starters in the National League, that they're batting better than guys who are, you know, supposedly all slumping again at the same time. And I was like, I used to be one of those idiots that was like, no, like, what are the odds that they're all going to be slumping at the same time again? Like, these players are good. And it's like, no, I'm pretty sure these players are who we thought they were, and they're terrible.
I've heard you say that phrase too many times.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, how many seasons can we go by to be like, well, if they all get it back together, like, if they're all good at the same time, then, I mean, they're just going to light it up. But, yeah, the definition of insanity is doing the same shit over and over again and expecting different results. So, them being... The fact that they have 4 wins, I think, is astonishing. So, I mean, if they go 4-6 for the rest of the season, they'll end up with just under 70 wins. So
you're not wrong. 4 wins with one of the worst offenses in the league. That's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the silver linings, the fact that they have 4 wins with their terrible offense, I guess that should be the, you know, remarkable.
They're finding ways to win when they shouldn't.
Well, I know the offense has 100 strikeouts in 10 games. So, I mean, when you're averaging 10 strikeouts a game.
Oof.
And my biggest issue with all this, I'm a big Baez fan. I know he's not as good as he should be or was probably ever was.
So are we going to get right into that throw that he had?
That throw? Yeah. Well, I looked out of the corner of my eye and I was like, who the hell threw that ball? And I was like, oh, God. I was like, and I have Casey on the pod tomorrow.
He restricted to not text you and save this conversation for this podcast right now. The restraint I had was amazing.
Well, now I'm watching. He just made some spectacular throw to second right now. So, I mean.
Yeah, he launched, I think, 20 rows back.
Yeah. Well, he's probably pissed off. I'd be pissed off, too. If you're the best hitter and you strike out, you know, six times in a three-game series or, you know, twice a game, whatever the math adds up to. But, no, my biggest issue with Baez is he has his stupid home run swing where the ball almost bounces and he hits it out of the park. And then people are like, look how good he is. But then if he misses that ball, everybody's like, is this guy an absolute moron? Why is he playing at that pitch? And I'm like, you know, it's the same pitch that he hit out of the park yesterday. So if everybody just stops being like, oh, like what a great swing. Like, oh, are the Masters today? Like he golfed that one. I'm like, no, it was a terrible swing. And stop rewarding him for every one and every, you know, 16 of those at-bats that he hits a home run off of it. Everybody goes nuts.
He does have one of the most electric home run swings, though. I mean, when it's gone, it's gone. There's like no doubt about it.
He does stupid stuff like that, and I'm pretty sure he leads the team in home runs. Back check right now. Yeah, three home runs. Tied with Chris Bryant, who is also supposed to be slumping, but he's doing great right at the inopportune time that now the Cubs are going to be like, oh, well, now we need to sign Chris Bryant for $200 million and call it a day. And they're not going to pay Rizzo, and they're just going to be terrible.
But like I said, I haven't been following too much Cubs. You know, this early in the season, haven't really heard anything. But to follow, like following the White Sox, like I'm like, there's so many like unlikely heroes. So, like how you said,
Yermin come out of nowhere.
Yermin Mercedes is just loves to hurt baseballs.
Yeah, I don't know what his issue is, but
Adam Eaton's I think leading the team in home runs.
Yeah, he has three home runs, I believe. Yeah, Adam Eaton's leading the team in home runs.
I mean, but then you got Mankata, who that guy loves to strike out.
Yeah.
And he's kind of like the, you know, when he hits one and it's good, oh, man, this guy's good. And when he strikes out 10 times.
He almost reminds you. It's like, oh, yeah, like I told you guys he was good. It's the same guy you can shit on the day before and be like, they got to get rid of this scrub.
Like Abreu's hitting just over 200, but I mean, the guy's a former MVP, so I'm not worried about him going down a slumping hole, if you will.
Who have they been having primarily at DH? Because it's not Vaughn. People are losing their mind that they're
Mercedes
not playing Vaughn. I figured it had to be Mercedes.
Vaughn's been doing left field, which. I mean, you can throw you out in left field and you'll be fine. I mean, left field is the put him somewhere just to take up space position. That's why your boy Eloy was playing that position because don't need the best glove to be there.
Well, I blame all the White Sox fans and I blame myself, who's a Cub fan, but I blame you guys primarily because you guys are like, he can't play the outfield. He shouldn't be in the outfield. Luis is catching all of his fly balls and he's putting his arms behind his back. So he sees this ball and he's like, oh man, I'm getting this ball. And then he hops the fence and then he tears his labrum. And everybody on Twitter is like, why would he go for that ball? And I'm like, you guys told him to. It's your fault. This man had himself convinced that he's a terrible outfielder because he is.
We'll be back. Hopefully before, postseason.
If they cut the recovery time down from like 6 months to like 4 to 5 or
yeah,
that could essentially mean nothing, but I mean it's an extra 20 games maybe at the back end. The
early injuries aren't that alarming anymore. Like Tim Anderson's coming back Thursday. I'm very happy with that because that infield defense and his bat, I mean,
I think Danny Mendick's been playing short. Does that sound right?
Did Lurie play some short? Yeah, Mendick. Yeah, it's kind of throwing anyone out there right now.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the David Ross approach. I'm sure La Russa is probably doing the same thing. Like, oh, you guys aren't, you know, it's not working out. Let me switch the lineup. Let me switch players. And then it's like, none of these guys are going to get into a groove if you keep, you know, switching positions or switching, you know, players in the lineup. I mean, it's 10 games. So I mean, if you're
10 games, I'm not overthinking it. 162 game season.
Right. I mean, it, obviously, if we were, you know, each team was 10-0, you're like, oh man, this team is the greatest team in the world. It's just like spring training. It only matters if you're doing good.
Yeah.
I mean, what's his face is, sounds like he's back to, you know, throwing the ball past pretty much everybody. Kopech. I mean, I drafted him late in almost every fantasy draft because people forgot about him. And I was like, no, he's back to what he potentially, you know, was supposed to be. I was like, I'll take him.
I did miss the beginning of the game yesterday and wasn't able to see a lot of him pitching. But, I mean, I think they only let up 3 runs in the entire game. I don't know how he did. Wasn't able to catch that stat line.
He's given up no runs. He's pitched 6 innings in 3 games, 11 strikeouts.
6 innings in 3 games?
Yeah. So he's played. Jordan. He's played in 3 games, 6 innings, or 6.1, I should say. He's given up 1 hit, he's walked 2, struck out 11. So I mean, he's faced 22 batters and he struck out half of them. So
he's not going long into games, though.
No, I mean, that could also be that they're trying to ease him back to, you know. Isn't he supposed to be a starter?
Was that?
He's supposed to be a starter?
Yeah, he's a starter.
Yeah, before he got injured, he was supposed to be a starter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I mean, that could just be load management. I mean, 10 games into the season, I'm assuming at some point they'll probably, you know, start getting his, you know, giving him a couple more innings and stuff like that. So, I mean, he should be fine. There's a lot of things to be grateful for. I know when the White Sox got Lance Lynn, I was like, is he like, you know, like, why was he like this, like, hot, you know, free agent or trade target? And I'm like, that makes no sense. Lance Lynn is like 100 years old and overweight. But
then you saw last Thursday's game where complete game shutout.
Yeah. I mean, Lance Lynn is 1-0. Yeah. I don't know if he's given up any runs. Let's see. No. Giving up no runs. So, what do I know? You know who's got the best ERA on the Cubs right now? Jake Arrieta. So, anything is absolutely possible. I mean, Arrieta played his best baseball in Chicago. So, I mean, he's also like 34, 35. But if he can have, you know, some glimmer of what he used to be or what he was with us.
Mm-hmm.
Any complaints? That was a random free agent signing that they put him as a fifth starter if he starts sucking. I mean, essentially there just to pass the time. But if he's going to be our best pitcher, I'm fine with that. I dust off my Jake Arrieta 49 jersey. Don't even have to reprint it. It's super nice. You just have to dig it out of the closet.
I was rocking my Ed Meaton number one jersey to the home opener and really contemplating putting duct tape a 2 next to it. And this is 12. I totally just got this jersey this year.
Do they even sell Adam Eaton jerseys at the park? Seems like one of those that's like, if you request it, we'll make it. But or they're like whispering, they're like, Adam Eaton on the team? Okay. Yeah.
Only at the end of the team, he's leading the team in home runs. So,
yeah. I mean, you look at 10 games and it's easy to make assumptions, but I mean,
yeah.
Everything seems backwards.
This is the third team that we're playing.
Right.
You know, still so early in the game. Like, I don't think we play Minnesota until the middle of May.
Yeah. Well, hopefully that's past what's-his-face, Byron Buxton, who's lighting it up for Minnesota. Hopefully he calms down because, yeah.
Terrifying wins.
That'll be a nice player to miss.
Who's who's leading the NL Central? Is it the Brewers?
The NL
Central? Oh, no.
No, it's so Cincinnati Reds. Because Castellanos keeps hitting home runs and nobody can stop him.
And that's a deep drive to left by Castellanos.
And that was a 3-0 ball game or 4-0 ball game?
4-0 ball game.
4-0. I don't know if I'll be back on this broadcast, but that's a deep drive.
Good old Thom Brenneman.
That's a deep cut, folks. We'll be back. But you mentioned that you were at the, I'm assuming that was the home opener, because they opened in Los Angeles, right? Or not. Or,
yeah. And
how was that one? Because it was 32 for our home opener.
2 hour rain delay that continued to rain and drizzle throughout the entire game.
Yeah.
But gave me plenty of time to drink some beers, before the game. To warm up for the nice 50 degree rain that was coming down, but it was great to be back. Like so many little things that I took for granted. Like, I mean, walking in and hearing the stadium announcer's voice, I'm like, oh my God, Gene Honda, I miss this guy.
He's probably used to just talking to himself just to warm up. He's probably walking around the house just. You know, just saying the lineup card, and his wife's probably like, can you like shut up? He's like, I'm practicing. We're back on Monday. Yeah.
But I mean, it's cliche, but the smell of the park, the sound of the bat cracking, you know, the cheer of the fans, you kind of gauge. I mean, I know you, like, you being a season ticket holder too, it's, I'm sure it was a lot harder for you than it was for me, who I'm happy to go to 7-8 games in a year.
I mean, my most important thing that I'm wondering is, when is Dollar Hot Dog Night back? Because I know that they got fans in the park now, so I'm waiting for them to be like, all right, now we're bringing back promotions, because the Cubs don't give you anything. You could be a season ticket holder and they make you wait for 2 hours outside and it's a keychain, whereas the White Sox are giving out like zip-up hoodies and bobbleheads and whatever else. Like, oh, you didn't get one? Oh, do you want another one? Yeah, you can take another one.
Great merch there.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I don't know if I'd ever go back in time and switch fandoms, but I would definitely consider it just for all the merch. These are $60 and you get them with your Dollar Hot Dog Night ticket that was $7. So
yeah, the Hawaiian shirt night, that's always a popular one. They got the hoodie. They got jersey nights that they just give out, like blank jerseys, and it's definitely they do what they can to get the fans in there. They try. You can't knock them for trying.
No, I mean, I have no issue. I'm obviously a Cub fan, but I mean, if there's an opportunity to go to a White Sox game, I don't even care who they're playing. Well, I guess if they're playing the Cubs, then obviously, you know, I'll root for them, but I'm not going to actively root for the White Sox, but I'll show up for Dollar Hot Dog Night if it means, you know, we can hang out and drink $12 beers and whatever else.
If they're playing the Cardinals, are you rooting for the White Sox?
If they're playing the Cardinals, I don't know if I'm rooting for either one. I'm rooting for the Cardinals.
You want an 18-inning game where everyone gets tired, they burn out their bullpens.
I'm rooting for a tie. At this point, I don't know why. I still hate the Cardinals, but I was going to say, I don't know if I'd rather the White Sox beat the Brewers or the Cardinals, but it's definitely the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Assholes in their town is boring. So. I mean,
Cardinals fans, man, the best fans in baseball. Come on. What are you talking about?
No, I've been at their stupid ballpark.
I felt that eye roll right there.
Yeah, I almost just ended the podcast right now. I was like, you know what? This is the portion where we just argue. There'll be no trivia tonight. There's no time. First of all, they did some stupid poll on Twitter that was like, which is the best fans in baseball or whatever. Cubs were knocked out by San Diego. I was like, well, that's stupid. Not that the Cubs are the best fans in baseball, but you're telling me San Diego Padres have better fans than the Cubs.
The White Sox do have a great Twitter presence. The White Sox fans.
The White Sox got to the final four.
Yeah.
It was White Sox, Rays, and then it was Brewers and
Rays.
Yeah. What? It was Rays versus White Sox, and then it was Brewers versus, I believe it was, well, whoever it was, I know that the, oh, it was San Diego. Yeah. So it was San Diego versus Milwaukee. Milwaukee won. And they played the Rays in the finale, and then the Brewers won as the best fans in baseball. I was like, you got to be shitting me. Wrigley North it's us Cub fans who are keeping the stupid lights on at your dumb park. Best fans in baseball. I was like, you know, we're the ones who are showing up, right? It's not them.
I can't believe the Rays were in it. I mean, I know they just were in the World Series, but like, have you ever been to that stadium? Or like,
have you ever talked to a Rays fan?
Like, they're like they don't have fans. Cause I mean, I don't blame them, because like, all right, if it's a summer night in July in Tampa, would you rather go to a beach or go to a dome to watch a baseball? Like, you want to be outside.
Yeah. And that's also like the retirement, like central.
Yeah.
So most of these people they're all like inning, so they can either go to dinner or go to bed.
Oh, we got the seventh inning supper stretch, you know? All right, it's 2:30, time for supper.
Yeah. Readjust the belt on your khakis for the seventh inning stretch and pick out your favorite recliner. Oh, that's reliever. Sorry. Yeah, I've never been to wherever they play. I know.
Have you? Tropicana.
Is it Sunrite Park or whatever the hell it's called?
Isn't it Tropicana still?
Oh, yeah, maybe. I know Milwaukee just changed their stupid park to something else. But
which, how is
all circles? So, what'd you say?
How that didn't say Miller? Like,
I don't know. It's somebody either outbid Miller, which is pretty impossible, or Miller just gave it up. But they have a brewery there, so how the hell did Miller get like outbid, or why would they give it up? But they have fans in baseball, so what do we know?
How was your opening day experience? I know you said it was cold, and I know they couldn't hit that day, but how was it just being back?
I mean, it was definitely nice, because it was me and my dad, and I mean, for him, you know, it's probably more important to him to be out there than it was for me, because hopefully I'll outlive him. So he likes to think that he should have just died in 2016, because he's like, this team is just trash again. He's like, I thought we were like at the top of the mountain, and then I thought we were going to be done with this bullshit. It's
supposed to be a dynasty.
Yeah, and he's like, I get to live for them to suck again? He's like, that's garbage. And he's like, whatever. He's like, the last Cubs team that I ever saw was the 2016 Cubs. Everything else is just a blur.
Were you with your old man in 16 when they won?
Yeah, like the actual like game 7?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we were sitting in the living room, and it was the most difficult game that didn't have to be difficult at all. They were absolutely cruising. And I'm like, these idiots are going to find a way to screw something up.
Joe Madden is going to do his best Joe Madden impersonation.
Himself. The best thing baseball did for Joe Madden's sake was restrict the amount of pitching changes you could do, because he out-chessed himself. He was literally playing chess by himself, like one of those old people in the park. And it's like, it doesn't have to be this difficult.
That's exactly what Kevin Cash did in the last World Series, too.
He pulled Blake Snell.
You take on Blake Snell when he's dealing. Like,
right. Hendricks was rolling. And he takes him out and puts in Lester. And then, you know, from there, then the game's tied. And he's like, you know, screw this. Like, I'm going to bed. And then I can hear him turn the radio on in the bedroom. So I was like, there's no way. I mean, any sane person, if the game's tied, it's game 7 of the World Series, and you're going to bed, and you're just like, well, I'll just wake up with the result. I was like, no, that's absolutely
asleep.
Yeah, that's absolutely insane. So he goes and he like lays down, and I can hear him listening to the radio, and the TV is like 2 seconds delayed from the radio. So I know that he's hearing what's happening before we're seeing it. So then all of a sudden, you know, there's the rain delay, and then the 10th inning. All of a sudden, he comes like stumbling out of the bedroom, and I was like, well, this is either going to be good or bad. And he's like, honestly, guys, like we're either going to win as a team or we're going to lose as a team. And all of a sudden, the Cubs go up 7-6, and then it's 8-6. And I was like, yeah, you knew. You didn't just come out here, you know, it was like, oh, I guess we'll win or lose as a family. I was like, no, you knew they were winning again. Like, that's why you came stumbling out of your room. Yeah. And he started like, you know, when they won, he started crying, and he's like, I didn't even buy any Old Style. I thought they was going to jinx it. So we shared like a Miller Lite, because he's like, I'm not going to drink all this. He's like, I'm too like rattled. I can't drink a full beer. I mean, I ended up going to the bar afterwards, and he probably just went back to bed. Was like, oh, thank God. And then probably had the best night's sleep he's ever had in his entire life, knowing that he'd wake up and the team wasn't garbage, at least for a day.
Did you go to the parade?
Did I go to the parade? No. So I was sick and I should have just crawled my way to the parade. I mean,
because I know I met up with Sean and and Alice and
Peter.
No, Peter wasn't there, was he?
Yeah, Peter was at a fat camp, as we like to call it.
I think it was Moore we met up with. I can't remember.
Yeah, that sounds right. I remember getting all those phone calls like, are you coming? And I was literally like, I had the flu or I had something. And it was like, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me in my entire life. So quickly, after the best thing that's ever happened to me in my entire life. And I was like, I should have just had you guys just drag my body to whatever the stupid parade was.
I went with two of my friends that are Cub fans and just treated it as a party. Everyone was in such high spirits. It was such a good day. I'm like, I don't even like the Cubs. Like, this is awesome.
Yeah. Well, everybody was worried that, like, you know, if the Cubs ever won the World Series, that they just burned the city down. And I was like, I don't think anybody wanted to do anything to, like, ruin this moment. So mm-hmm. I think if I was like, I'm going to break shit, you were just like, I don't want to do anything that's going to jeopardize this moment for the rest of my life.
If they won a second one, then yes, shit's going to burn.
Yeah, then Limp Bizkit's, you know, break shit. That first one was just like, oh my God. I say first one because it might be the last one, but hopefully not. What are you saying to me?
No, just go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, you know, there were still some people that were climbing light poles and, you know, flying the W flags from the pole, which those are my least favorite people in the entire world. When you walk past somebody's house, and the W flag is hanging, and it's like, no, that doesn't need to be out 24/7. That's out when they win. Like, you are the reason why this team is garbage. Put your stupid flag indoors.
Yeah, I was able to see a couple people fall off a light pole. That was pretty enjoyable for me.
Yeah, I mean, that there's always going to be a couple of them. Everybody kind of like had this silent agreement, like, oh, we're just gonna let this moment play out. It's fantastic. We're all crying together because we're so excited. And it's like, let's not have any jerk, you know, try to take this moment from us. I think that they said that they were anticipating, you know, hundreds of arrests or whatever. And it was only like in the teens. And I was like, that in itself is a victory. In Wrigleyville and no one's trying to beat the shit out of each other. I was like, yeah, that's how, you know, everybody is so numb. And they're like, oh my God, like, this is fantastic. Like everybody leave me alone. Let me just have this moment to myself. But yeah, I went to the bar afterwards and I went to work the next day. It's probably why I was sick. Call it Lenny's flu game, but I didn't go to the parade. No, I wish that I did. I hope they have another one in my lifetime, but who knows when they have pitchers batting better than them this season. But they got the first ever Gold Glove Team Award last year. So, I mean, that banner's coming. Winning trophies didn't exist just so they can make us feel better. Like, these Cubs kill themselves. Yeah. We don't come up with something. Like, oh, Gold Glove for the whole team. Yeah.
Trust me, as a Colts fan, you do not want to be that team that hangs banners for useless things. Because you just get...
I thought they already retired Carson Wentz's jersey. Carson Wentz was one of Philip Rivers' lost kids because he's got like 11 of them.
He's got nine. All right, between him and his wife, they can field an offense.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how big those kids are, but they're probably all kickers. But yeah, so explain to me, like, I just really got into football based on fantasy football.
Yeah,
like if the Bears lost, I'd be like, oh, that sucks, and then like I'd move on. Whereas when the Cubs lose, I like lose my mind. And my dad was the same way. He was never a Bears fan. He was actually a Baltimore Colts fan. And I don't like when people are like in Chicago and they're like, oh, I've been a Packer fan all my life. And it's like, why? Like, why so, Green Bay Packer fan? So explain to me how you're an Indianapolis Colts fan.
Multiple reasons. One being my grandpa was a big Archie Manning fan. And, when
I had one good kid, I think.
What's that?
That guy had one good kid.
Well, you know, Cooper was the best out of all of them.
Cooper didn't even need to show up. He's like, you know what? You guys can embarrass yourselves on TV. The greatest Manning. No.
Cooper embarrasses himself on TV. He's on that Fox NFL countdown like morning show. It's brutal, so awkward.
Yeah.
But my grandpa was a big Archie Manning fan. Yeah. And you know, so I'm like, well, if my grandpa liked his dad, like maybe I'll like his son. You know, I started watching him. And then Indianapolis being as close to Chicago as it is, their games were aired on CBS right around the same time that the Bears were really bad. So I would see a lot of Colts games being played.
Which is a lot of times because the Bears are pretty bad.
And so I kind of put my foot down like, all right, yeah, I'm a Peyton Manning fan. I'm a Colts fan. Then start playing, you know, video games, you know, Madden 01 or whatever. And I would always choose the Colts. And got to know all the players on the team from video games. Then asked for my grandma for Christmas for tickets to a Colts game. And she's like, well, you know, if they ever play, you know, like, yeah, sure. Like we'll play, like we'll go. So they ended up playing the team that my grandma was going to take us to, and went to that game. And the joke was for the longest time was if the Bears and Colts played each other in the Super Bowl, who would I root for? And I stood by that statement for years saying, I'm going to be the Colts. I'm going to be cheering for the Colts.
Yeah.
Sure enough, 2007, February 2007.
Yeah. So there was a 2006 season, but 2007 was the Super Bowl.
Bears playing the Colts in Miami. Mm-hmm. And I'm at my family Super Bowl party, and I'm the
only one in the Colts jersey.
Yep. I remember. So for those of you who don't know, all the millions of listeners, I went to a Catholic school. So we had like dress down days where, you know, you can like wear like street clothes, and we had a dress down day the week, like the Friday before the Super Bowl at school. And I was the only asshole wearing a Peyton Manning jersey throughout the entire school of 12,000 boys. So
yeah,
the only person. And, about 8 years later, I run into someone who I went to high school with, and hey, man, how you doing? He goes, hey, Kev, hey, I got to ask first thing. Are you still a Colts fan? It's the one thing that he remembered of me from high school was that I wore a Peyton Manning jersey right before the Super Bowl. So very proud to say that I still am a Colts fan.
Yeah.
And it's not a bad drive. I've gone to more Colts games than I have Bears games, so.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, my dad was a Baltimore Colts fan, and then he's like, and then that asshole moved the team in the middle of the night, and then I stopped being a fan. So, I mean, if he never...
Because of Johnny Unitas? Like, how did he become... Is he from Baltimore or something? Like, how is...
No, so I think he was just... Like, I think my grandpa was, like, he wasn't a Bears fan, and he didn't like that. Like, people were Packers fans and shit like that, so he... Like, when football kind of came around... He was like, oh, like, you know, he was a fan of somebody from Baltimore. And then he passed it down to my dad. But the next time I have him on, he can probably explain it, you know, better than I could. I just know that he's always told me he was a Colts fan. And then Unitas moved him in the middle of the night or whatever. And then he's like, and then.
Unitas was a quarterback guy.
What?
Unitas was the quarterback. Johnny Unitas, you ever hear of him?
Is that Joe Montana? Is that the same?
Same guy? Yeah, same guy.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not a bad drive down to the games. The new stadium's awesome. I went to one game at the old RCA Dome. That was, I think we had the worst seats in the entire stadium, but I didn't even care because just joy smiling ear to ear. So,
yeah. I mean, my grandma has like season tickets to like Notre Dame Fighting Irish. So our whole family likes Notre Dame. And I mean, I never really had a preference for it, but she had season tickets and, you know, we'd go a couple times a year. And, you know, I don't think people anticipate how expensive college like football games are. Like the Notre Dame like tickets, like for a game is like $300, $400 and then another $100 to park. I mean, it's, you have to really be like loyal to this team in order to like go see them.
Yeah.
But I don't know. People usually have very strong feelings towards Notre Dame. Either they like it or they think Notre Dame, it sucks and whatever else. And
that's me.
You seem like, yeah, but what that surprises me because you're a Colts fan. So I figured they're also in Indiana.
So here's my theory on it. The people who like Notre Dame because they're the Fighting Irish and these people are Irish.
Yeah.
If the team was filled with nothing but redheads with drinking problems and beer bellies, I can promise you that would be my favorite football team of all time. Yeah. But I mean, just because the mascot is the Fighting Irish, like that's why these people like it. That's something that I never got.
Yeah. Like I said, people usually have, you know,
I know it's
strong opinion like, either way.
I know it's close, but so is Northwestern.
That's true. I mean, sorry, are you saying you're a Northwestern fan?
I would much rather go to Evanston for a game than South Bend, yeah. No, I lie. I want to go to a game at South Bend really bad.
The South Bend Cubs are in South Bend. Thank you very much. There's a place on the way. If you're driving from Chicago to South Bend, there's a taco and taxes place. So you get tacos while they do your taxes. I don't know which one is worse. Are the taxes going to be absolutely terrible and screwed up, or are the tacos and the tacos are amazing, or the tacos are terrible, but this like is, the taxes are perfect?
Is it an accountant with a passion for cooking, right, or is it a cook who's just decent with numbers?
Right. It's literally tacos and then ampersand taxes. Tacos and taxes.
I'll have to keep my eye out.
And the sign in the window says, "We do your taxes while you eat tacos." We should have stopped and went, but we went, you know, in July. So unfortunately, not tax season.
Not
so,
tax.
Yeah. So darn.
You got to make a reservation, come March for that stuff. So,
yeah. I mean, the shack is literally like crooked.
Oh, no. Tax is in 2 days.
Yeah. It's like a couple, good strong winds probably knock that place right off the ground.
Is tax day the same day as Jackie Robinson Day?
Tax day is April 15th.
I think that's Jackie Robinson Day, isn't it?
I can check right now. I know they moved tax day this year to give all the bums more time to file their stupid taxes. So you've been sitting at home doing nothing. Just do your damn taxes. But let's see. Jackie Robinson Day is April 15th. There you go. Man.
Big brain on Kev over here.
Look at you go. Absolutely killing the game.
And let's see. I do want to say, even though you did tell me ahead of time what the trivia was going to be based off of, I did not look anything up. I did not Google anything. So when I get a perfect score, I just know that I'm a genius. But also, if I do really bad, know that I didn't look anything up.
Yeah, because there was no prep. Yeah. Well, Peter, yesterday I was like, we'll do like Blackhawks trivia. And then I picked the 2015 Stanley Cup. And then as we're talking, I was like, oh, no, like Peter wasn't around for for this Stanley Cup team. I was like, oh, I picked 2015 because I was like, oh, it's the most recent one. It's probably, you know, the most recent one in your memory. And I'm remembering that, you know, I say Fat Camp, but he was in the military. But he doesn't like when people bring up that he was in the military. So his wife texted me and was like, why did you say Fat Camp? It makes it sound like he went to prison. Well, he doesn't like when I say military. So for anybody who's listening, who's like, I don't remember Peter being that fat. He was in the
military. Like, I have to say that fat. Like, isn't he like very athletic? Like,
yeah.
Isn't he in pretty good, like very good shape? Like,
yeah. Well, that's why I was like, I'll just say Fat Camp because it's funny. Because this kid's never been fat his entire life. And she's like, he makes it sound like he went to prison. And I was like, well, he doesn't like when people say military. So
you can't make that joke about me and Billy because people be like, oh, wow, they went to Fat Camp, huh?
It's nice that you guys are actually taking your health seriously. Yeah, but I completely shafted him because I was like, oh, we'll do 2015 Stanley Cup trivia. And he's like, oh, well, I was at boot camp.
How do you do?
So he got, I think he got like 8 out of 10, right? I think. I mean, I say like, oh, like play for a t-shirt, but I mean, there's a good chance that you guys were just getting t-shirts anyways. And on the deep cut, the episode that's on the cutting room floor, we did March Madness trivia and you won a t-shirt. So I can't really offer you a t-shirt now because you're going to get a t-shirt anyways. So
believe I say for five.
You want to do. Yeah, go ahead.
5-2-2. I won that one. Mm-hmm. There was one question that none of us got.
Correct. Look at you remembering an episode that doesn't exist. But you, so you already technically have a t-shirt whenever those get printed. But I was going to say I can offer you cash. If you want like, cash.
You can keep the cash. Just make sure that the shirt comes soon, okay? I don't want to be wearing the shirt in 6 months and be like, oh, shit, I forgot about this thing.
I bet you'll remember that you won 5-2-2.
Oh, I never forget a victory. Come on.
Yeah. So we'll do, it'll be Super Bowl XLI trivia. So you already mentioned that, you know, the last time that the Bears were good just happened to be the last time that the Colts were good. And they unfortunately had to play each other.
True. The Colts were in another Super Bowl.
I don't know, man. That doesn't sound right. Did they win?
They lost to the Saints. But it was Drew Brees, though. So, like, you can't be that upset with it. It's Drew Brees' only Super Bowl win.
He was coached by Kevin James. Yeah.
Dude, I saw that and I thought it was a joke.
Yeah. So, for those who don't know, Sean Payton, the coach of the New Orleans Saints, he's being played by Kevin James in a movie.
Alumni of?
Eastern Illinois University.
Yeah.
Good old Eastern Illinois University. Somebody posted something about Chubby Six the other day, and I was like, God, I'd go back.
I'm an honorary EIU alumni, so I party there enough.
I mean, if they gave me a degree, I'm pretty sure if you just walked in and were like, hey, like I went here, and they're like, yeah, whatever, here, like, they sign it over and just get out. So I'm pretty sure they were just giving it out that year. So you should have just came by the office and they might have just handed it to you. What's your name? You're not listed. Yeah, whatever. Super Bowl XLI. The Indianapolis Colts play the Chicago Bears in Super Bowl XLI. What number is XLI?
41.
Oh, look at you.
See,
I didn't do research.
I'm gonna try not to do what Matt did and start answering questions ahead of time. Because you're like, oh, well, that was my next question. So, because when you said XLI before, I'm like, Super Bowl 41. I'm like, just sit on that one, Kev.
When I text you that we were going to be doing, like, you know, this specific Super Bowl trivia, I was hoping you were going to be like, okay, so Super Bowl 41, I'll look it up. I'm like, oh, well, now I only have 9 questions. You're like, you know, just stop answering my text. The opening kickoff was returned by which Chicago Bear?
Devin Hester.
And then they changed the rule because that man was unfair.
Literally, like, you're not wrong.
No, like, the whole sport was like, you know what?
Change the kickoff, like, have it be, like, you know, push it up 5 yards and then have it be at the 25 instead of the 20. Like, yeah, literally change the rule because that guy, like, deserves to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Like,
yeah.
I don't even know when he's eligible, if he is eligible. No, he played, like, recently, too, for, like, for the Falcons. So he's
Atlanta. He played a random like year or two for Atlanta. Yeah.
He's got a couple more years still. He's eligible, I think.
Yeah, but I mean,
should be a first ballot Hall of Famer because he literally changed the game.
Yeah. I will tell you. So Devin Hester returned the opening kickoff. I think it was in like 14 seconds or something like that. How many yards was that return? So it wasn't an NFL record. I know that.
Vinatieri kicked it off. I don't think he hit the ends. I'm going to say 96. I don't think it was from. That's a total guess. 96 because I don't think it reached the end zone.
92.
Okay. All right.
If you would have said just obviously 92, I would have. I'm like, you know what? You already put on record that you didn't research. So let's see here. Who was the lead rusher for the Indianapolis Colts?
Edgerrin James.
that your final answer?
Yes.
No. Dominic Rhodes.
That's
113 yards.
How much?
113.
Damn, really? And Peyton won MVP? I'm sorry. Okay, I don't know if that was a question.
So, question six. Who was the Super Bowl MVP?
Dominic Rhodes.
And that was going to be my favorite question I was going to ask you. I literally wrote, I was going to ask this question, but I think I would rather sing it. And I was going to do it to the jingle of Nationwide. Who was the Super Bowl MVP? Chicken parm, you taste so good. That's, the Colts led 16-14 at halftime. Who was the halftime performer?
Prince.
It was Prince. The land of 10,000 lakes.
Maybe you should purify yourself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
I don't know if Prince was a symbol at that point. I know he changed his name to a symbol at one point, but I think he was just
Prince. His stage was the Prince symbol.
Was it?
Yeah, and it rained. It was like a really bad weather that game. I don't know if this is a question.
Yeah.
But when like he went to go take the stage, someone's like, hey, like, just so you know, it's raining. And he turns and looks at him and goes, make it rain harder, and then takes the stage. So Prince, fucking badass.
Yeah. He probably said something like, thank you, baby, and just walked away. So Peyton won MVP. Who was the Bears quarterback that sadly did not win MVP?
Rex is our quarterback.
Rex, sexy Rex Grossman. Should have been Kyle Orton.
I think it would have been a bit closer game. You know, that's my hot take.
You were rooting for the other team. What do you know?
It would have been a closer game. I was glad Rex was in there.
Yeah. They were winning at one point, not because of Rex, because of Devin Hester. I'm pretty sure Rex Westman had two interceptions. But so you've already said his name because you're a bastard. What Indianapolis Colts kicker won his fourth Super Bowl that fateful day in Miami?
Adam Vinatieri.
Correct. And the Colts had two Hall of Famers play in Super Bowl 41. Who are those two Hall of Famers?
Peyton Manning.
Correct.
Edgerrin James is in the Hall of Fame. But was he in that game if he wasn't the leading rusher? Marvin Harrison. All right. Did Edgerrin James not play in that game? Like,
I don't think so.
Was he not on that team? Is he hurt? I don't know.
Yeah, you know more than I would. And then lastly, coincidentally, the last year the Colts won the Super Bowl was also in Miami. What year was that?
Last year the Colts won the Super Bowl before that?
Yeah, so it was 2006. And then what was the last year they won the Super Bowl?
Is this the Baltimore Colts?
Could be.
Yeah. Well, all right. That would have been Unitas, like, I don't know, Super Bowl 6. So, I don't know, 71?
You're going to be fairly upset. It was 1970.
Oh, damn it.
But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 questions.
Okay.
You missed 1970 and Dominic Rhodes.
Oh, wait, no, I missed 3. And the 92-yard return by Hester.
Oh, yeah, 92, yeah.
Hey, that's honesty right there, okay? That'll get you another T-shirt.
Danny McDermott wants T-shirts printed in purple. He's like, just make them purple. And I'm like, no, they're blue. And he's like, all right, coward. I'm like, all right. Like, the letters are orange. He's like, I don't care. Make it purple, you coward. Danny McDermott is also a skinny bitch. So if you're listening, Danny, He's a skinny bitch too. I say skinny bitch because Casey didn't go to fat camp, but he is a skinny bitch now.
Me? Oh, yeah?
I think you're a skinny bitch, yeah.
Thanks, man.
You want me to just keep saying it?
Yeah.
You know what? I needed to hear that today. Thank you. I don't know. If I came to this podcast and I leave with one thing, it's your generosity. Thank you very much.
Hold on. I'm going to check. Is the Sox score still 0-0? Like, I'm not watching it. I normally get updates on my phone, but.
That could either be a good thing or a bad thing. Let's see. Did you get it from Bleacher Report or ESPN?
MLB.TV. No free ads.
Okay.
Bleep that out.
Tasteless water. Nothing tastes better than not getting sued. Yeah, 0-0 on the bottom of the sixth.
Sheesh. Good game to bet the under.
Yeah, so you might have enough time to actually watch, some type of offense.
Hopefully.
Cubs are losing 2-1. I'm shocked. And they'll probably lose this game with only one run. But at least they didn't score it on a home run, which is usually how they score most of their runs nowadays.
It's the White Sox mantra. Just where if you get on base, we're not going to score you in unless we hit it over the fence.
Yeah. I mean, and it sounds so like fickle to be like, oh, they're only scoring runs on home runs. It's like, yeah, it's nice that they're hitting home runs, but, it'd be nice if they played like fundamental baseball for once in their friggin' life. Like the 2016 team was supposed to be, I never said it, but others have said that it was supposed to be a dynasty.
May have said that earlier in this podcast.
Right, but I want to make it clear that I never said it, so it never comes back on me. that was looking more like an anomaly than it was like a trendsetter. Like, oh, yeah. 16 setting up 17. It was like, no. 2016 was a flash in the pan. And now it's all the same guys, and for some reason they don't know how to play baseball anymore. But I digress. Chicago sports will just be terrible probably for the rest of our lives. I wish I remembered more of the 90s Bulls.
The Last Dance documentary did a really good job at refreshing some memories I forgot that I had. So,
yeah, I mean, the best thing that ever happened out of this stupid pandemic was that they bumped up the release of The Last Dance. And I was like, yeah, sounds good to me. You get to see Jordan talk about, it's like, oh, yeah, like that series was easy. And then you show him getting like elbowed and like punched in the face. And he's like, yeah, we had their number. And it's like, this man just punched you in the face. And he's like, no, we had him the entire time. But do you want to make some bets? Because me and you are degenerate gamblers.
Of course.
So I will tell you. Let's see. We'll do the White Sox one first as a courtesy. So right now, Mercedes has the most hits. He has 16 hits. Do you think that's going to hold up? Who do you think is going to finish the season with the most hits?
Tim Anderson.
You think it's still going to be Anderson?
Yeah.
So Mercedes has 16. Second is Luis has 10. And then Jose Abreu has 8. You're saying Tim Anderson?
Yeah. I mean, Tim Anderson played what? 2 games? Yeah. Of course, he's not going to be on that leader, but he's back Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah, Tim Anderson.
Anderson, he has 3 hits. So
when he plays, he's hot.
Yeah, I mean, and who knows if Mercedes will even be in the lineup in a month. So, yeah, Tim Anderson is probably a good guess. I don't know if he's ever won a World Series, but, it's whatever. If we're counting participation trophies, I guess he has, like, a silver slugger or something like that.
We got 2 silver sluggers on the team.
Oh, he gets to probably, cash that in for, like, a stuffed animal or something? Or is he one away from like a?
This coming from the guy who was just bragging about a team gold glove.
Gold is better than silver. You can fact check. Thank you very much. I think, let's see, which stupid Cub has the most hits? Baez and Bryant are tied with 9.
Woof.
Yeah, woof is correct. Yeah, that's the 11th question in our trivia. How terrible can this team get where Baez is leading the team in hits? And he's also leading the team in strikeouts with 17.
Is Wilson Contreras going to lead the league in hit by pitches?
He has, what, 3 or 4 already. I mean, that's another one of those weird things. Like, I understand, like, you're getting frustrated, you were hit by pitch or whatever, but he got hit on the elbow, and his elbow has a pad on it.
And I'm like, the night before, he got hit in the dome.
Yeah, he got hit in the head, and then he walked to first, and then he got hit the next day in the elbow, and then he got mad, which rightfully so. I mean, nobody likes getting hit. But then people on Twitter were like, oh, he's so soft. He got hit in the elbow pad. It's like, did you miss the heater to the head the day before where he walked it off? And I was like, I understand if you're using the isolated incident of him getting hit in the elbow and his elbow had a pad on it. Fine.
Yeah.
You say, you know, you freaked out about that, you know, you're soft. But
more to the story that the video doesn't show.
Right. Well, he also, I think, tried to get hit by a pitch earlier in the game. So they were also losing and he was trying to get on base. So I mean, I can't really fault him for that.
So wait, did you place a bet for who's going to lead the Sox in hits? Because I mean, I'll take Bryant leading in hits on a contract year.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say Bryant for the Cubs, and I was going to say probably Jose. At some point, he's probably going to turn it back on. I mean, turn it back on is a relative term. I mean, he's batting 200 and he's got 9 RBIs and 8 hits. So, I mean, if he was on the Cubs, they'd probably be making a statue of him right now. So turning on is used very loosely because I don't know if that man is ever off. So, and we already said Adam Eaton leads the team in home runs. I can't possibly see that holding up. And if it does, then that man should just be crowned MVP right now.
I'm going to go with Robert.
Luis Robert. In home runs, let's see. He's got 1 home run, which, I mean, it's only 2 less than Eaton.
The warm weather comes around, the Cuban blood is going to start pumping a little smoother, and it's going to feel like home, and he's going to be smart.
Yeah, when Jorge Soler was wearing his, like, ski mask. I hate this cold weather, and then he goes to Kansas City. And I'm like, all right. It's not – I mean, it might be a little bit better, but I can't imagine Kansas City's nightlife is lighting it up. But never been there, so can't speak for any of my Kansas City fans.
Love that barbecue.
Yeah. But you're saying – Robert in home runs. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to just keep agreeing with you. I mean, Tim Anderson actually could, you know, end up hitting 3 home runs by the time, you know, this time next week if he's back Thursday.
Yeah.
So, but I'm not going to root for Tim Anderson in anything he does. So, his Twitter game is trash, and PA7. It's like, we get it. What are you, a teacher's assistant? Cool. should I do a deep cut? Is it going to be Billy Hamilton?
Oh God!
Inside the park home runs count. Thank you very much. I'll say also Abreu.
Abreu, safe bet. I figured you would go Abreu, so that's why I went. Luis.
Putting a lot of stock in Jose Abreu.
And you got him in all of your fantasy teams, I take it, too?
I do. Like, yeah. Everybody's like, you picked Abreu over Rizzo? And I said, if I was going to ride or die with somebody, it would be Rizzo. If I'm looking for cash money and in a points league, I'm picking Jose Abreu. I'm stupid, but I'm not an idiot. No, let's see. I would assume that the White Sox are going to win more games than the Cubs. I mean, they're currently, you know, 5-5, and the Cubs are 4-6, but I can see the White Sox turning it on, and Cubs don't look like they're going to turn it on. I'm going to say the Sox have more wins. That seems pretty safe.
That's where I'm leaning to.
Yeah. Strikeouts. I think Giolito leads the team. Let me check that.
Yes. Also pitching.
Yeah. Too, so. Well, Lucas Giolito has 18. Lance Lynn has 17. And then the other three starters are tied with 9. This might actually be a decent one to talk about. I mean, Giolito is probably the obvious answer.
I got to ride or die with Giolito. I mean, the guy's been on the team for so long. I can't pick Lance Lynn at every
Lance Lynn was tuning into the podcast and was like, yeah, I got a believer. And then you just turned on him.
Oh, no, trust me. I love Lance Lynn. He looks like every dude on Western Avenue. I think I've drank with him before. Like,
probably.
Just a big overweight dude with a beard. Like, is that Tommy?
Not to be confused with Bartolo Colon, who I've drank with. That's not true.
Oh, okay.
That would be the first thing I tell anybody new that I met. You know, I drank with Big Sexy. Yeah, that's like Bartolo Colon. Well,
I told you I got Frank Thomas drunk, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my little claim to fame.
Were you drinking Big Hurt beer?
I was not. Even he wasn't drinking that.
Yeah. He's dumb. He's an idiot. I mean, I've drank with Fergie Jenkins before. I bought him a shot and he looked at me and goes, I don't drink shots. And I go, I'll take both of them, Fergie. I go, I don't drink shots either, but I'm being polite. So thanks. My sister was pregnant and he signed her her t-shirt because she had a shirt that said future Cub fan in here or something like that. And he signed it. And then he wouldn't take my shot. You know what? Going on record, Fergie Jenkins is a jerk. No. Fergie Jenkins has a good Twitter game.
I think he's a listener.
Well, we just lost one. Sorry, Fergie. And the rest of the Black Eyed Peas. Yeah, I mean, Giolito sounds like a safe bet. Who's going to lead the team in strikeouts for the dumb Cubs? Hendricks and Adbert have both 10. Hendricks, I mean, none of these guys are strikeout pitchers. So this could end up being, well, Craig Kimbrell also has 9, and he's the closer.
Yeah, but how many save opportunities is he going to be coming in for?
That's very true. He's in 4 games and he has 2 saves. Yeah. So, I mean, not a lot of save opportunities when you're losing.
Give me Arrieta.
Saying Jake the Snake? Seems like it's a pretty good guess.
He's still got it.
Yeah. At least in our jersey. I'm fine with that. I'm going to go. Man, like looking at this on paper, these guys are all terrible. let's go Hendricks. You know what? He's not a strikeout pitcher, but
give it to the A.
Yeah, he's like a Greg Maddux. Greg Maddux didn't have a lot of strikeouts.
Greg Maddux, do not take that back right now.
Greg Maddux said Kyle Hendricks was like him, and I would take the word over a baseball hero rather than somebody who didn't even drink Big Hurt beer with the guy who owned the company. Didn't that beer go under?
Yeah. Oh yeah. The entire brewery went under. It used to be on Cermak and like Harlem, I think. And it closed down.
Justifiably so, it sounds like. If he's not even drinking it, I don't know how you're going to try to get others to buy it. It's not Buona Beef. It doesn't sell itself. So I will go on record and say they picked Frank Thomas for that commercial because at the time he was the only White Sox that spoke English. So
it's pretty wrong.
They picked Anthony Rizzo because he's so handsome. Let's see. Who do you think is going to have the most wins on the White Sox? Like which pitcher?
Lance Lynn. I'm bringing him back.
He already turned the podcast off. You don't have to. Let's see. Lance Lynn has won. Giolito has won. Carlos Rodon has won. Saying Lance Lynn?
Yeah.
You just hope he hears and you want to drink with him.
I do. I very much do.
I'd probably drink with Lance Lynn. I probably wouldn't recognize him. I think he was just any other guy. Like, do you know who that was? And I go, no. Like, that was Lance Lynn. I go, from the Texas Rangers?
Isn't he on the Cardinals, too?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the Cardinals are terrible. So, who's going to lead this stupid team and wins? Dear God. Arrieta has 2 wins. Well, it's looking like it's Jake Arrieta.
Give me Hendricks on that one.
We flipped it.
Yep.
Should have picked Hendricks. I feel like a jerk not picking him. But
who'd you take for wins? For the Sox?
Oh, for wins? I'll take Giolito. I'm going with the favorites. I don't want to go too outlandish and, you know, sound stupid. I don't want to do like a, you know, deep cut and be like, oh, it's obviously, you know, Matt Foster.
Yeah. Yeah, someone coming out of the pen.
Yeah. Kid's got a lot of heart. Really feeling it this year.
He loves coming into the situation and having the offense bail him out.
Yeah. Kopech also has 1 win. So,
yeah.
I mean, if they eventually put him in the rotation.
Was that last night? Did Kopech get the win?
No. What inning did they win in him? Was it the 9th?
In the 9th, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see here. So we did home runs. We did strikeouts. We did wins. RBIs. Did we do RBIs? I don't think so.
We did not. Because that will be a Abreu.
Jose. Yeah, so Adam Eaton has 10 RBIs. Jose has 9. I'll go. I don't like it, but I'll do it.
Tim Anderson.
I'll go RBI. And you're saying Abreu?
Yeah.
So I need to somehow have the most home runs, but the least amount of RBI. Oh, boy. And then on the Cubs, I'm pretty sure Baez leads the team. Let's see.
You know, I'll pay the favor. I'll repay the favor, and I'll go Baez. We'll lead the team in home runs.
So Baez has double the amount of RBIs as everybody else, and he has 8. So.
He leads the team in RBIs with 8.
Yeah.
And no one else has.
So Jock Peterson has 4. Chris Bryant has 4.
Oof.
Hayward's got 1. Ian Happ has 1. Bodie's got 2. Rizzo's got 2.
Wilson. Okay. Has 3. You don't need to count those consolation prizes right there. Just.
Yeah. Man. 8 compared to everybody else is a lot. But let me go Rizzo. It's a contract year. At some point, I think they'll have to light the lamp at some point. I don't know if light the lamp has ever been used in another sport besides hockey, but I'll do it. It's my damn podcast. I don't give a shit. I'll do whatever the hell I want. Maybe at some point we'll figure out how much money we're putting on all this crap.
Figure it out.
Yeah. I mean, I'll wait for some of these to start looking a little bit better, and then I'll be like,
hey, so
$500 on it, right? Let's be like, so we were just joking on that podcast, right? Like, we weren't talking actual dollars, right? But, yeah, I feel good about it. I mean, teams are almost on paper. You know, the records are almost the same. But I think the team's probably going to go in different directions. But Cubs get, I think, the Braves next. Do you know who the White Sox are currently playing?
Right now they got the Indians. And then they got Boston is the next series.
I think Boston's leading the AL East.
Yeah, after getting swept at home by the Orioles.
That's true. I think there was a 4-game series as well.
No, it was just...
It was 3?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, well, Boston's one of those teams that, you know, is either going to be great by October or they're going to be absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
But must be a Sox thing. I don't know. Teams that are just irrelevant by October. I have a wedding in September, so I'm hoping there's no playoffs. I don't want to cancel the wedding and for them to lose 2-3 games to the Miami Marlins again.
Oof. Marlins have their number.
I was rooting for them. They were the only team in Major League Baseball at the time that their only postseason appearance was when they won a World Series.
Yeah.
But when they beat us, I was thinking, just run the table. I mean, it's a better story. But alas, it was the Disney World Championship of the LA Dodgers, just like the Lakers. But, yeah. Any closing thoughts?
Are we doing Springer's final thoughts right now?
Yeah, why not?
Looking forward to a good season. Glad to have baseball back. We will be doing the 999 challenge again at some point. Hopefully we can do it at a game.
Yeah. Really looking forward on dollar hot dog night, because
of course.
I'm trying to drop $500 and throw up.
If not, there's a Windy City Thunderbolts game that I'm sure we'll go to, and we'll get $1.25 beers and $1.25 hot dogs there. So
that sounds like the move. For those of you who don't know, the 9 and 9 challenge is a good way to wreck your stomach. But you eat 9 hot dogs and drink 9 beers in 9 innings. So we did a very abbreviated version where we drank beers at home, and you're supposed to drink a beer and eat a hot dog every inning. But because we were already doing the abridged version, I ate almost all the hot dogs at once, and then I drank the beers. That method ended up working out. I got pretty good at it. I drank 11 beers and ate 11 hot dogs, and then I felt like crap for the next couple of days. Nobody else was able to do it, I believe.
Bullshit.
Casey threw up in a bush, so it was disqualified.
I did it, though. I got the 9 beers on. I got the 9 hot dogs. Jay did it, and I think
No, I forgot Jay did it. But we don't count Jay.
Broach did it, too.
He did 9.
Billy was just trying to trade out beers for hot dogs.
Yeah.
If I drink 15 beers, can I just have
5 4? He was trying to do brats, and I was like, that's worse. He's like, yeah, but instead of 9 hot dogs, I'll do like 5 brats. And I'm like, no, that doesn't work. Billy didn't come close, and then he got mad, and he started just drinking his beer just regularly. I was like, well, you guys are going to ruin my night, so I'm just going to drink my beer. And you guys can get sick. But
a fun night, and I look forward to doing something like that again. So.
Yeah, we'll definitely do. I mean, hopefully at a ballpark.
Shout out to Katie Nolan. I know she's a listener. You at Lenny's wedding.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, we've spoken about it a couple of times where I like tweet you a picture and I was like, oh, she liked my tweet again. I don't know. I don't know when I should tell Lizzie that it's over, but yeah. So she'll eventually be invited to the wedding, and I hope that she isn't frustrated that we have competing, award-winning sports podcasts. But I'm trying to stick to just Chicago sports. She's from Boston, so hopefully, you know, she stays in her territory, and I won't, you know, encroach her space, and I'll stay in mine, and, you know, we'll come to some type of working agreement. I think that sounds fair. But yeah, so that's all we got for episode 6. I'd like to thank our guest, Casey, never calling you Kevin again.
Thank you.
Follow our official Instagram account, which is just made today. Thank you, Alice. It's Trivial Arguments, all one word. You can follow me on Instagram. It's Lendog, and it's D-A-W-G, because it's cool like that. Lendog92. Or you can follow me on Twitter. I don't really post very much, but I will because I have a award-winning podcast now. The Twitter is just my name, Lenny Arcuilla, A-R-Q-U-I-L-L-A. Kevin?
A little shameless plug over here. You can also follow me at at Kevin Sheeran. Spell like it sound, K-E-V-I-N-S-H-E-E-R-A-N. Instagram, K-E-1-2-3, that's K-She with two E's. I do accept and follow back all follows, so looking forward to all the
fans. Any type of, you know, monetary gift, you know, if you want to.
My Venmo is open.
Yeah. As well as his DMs, everybody. I'm Lenny. He's Casey. Almost said Kevin again. That would have been a disaster. We'll see you guys next time.